Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Russ Johnson here on a Monday morning. It's June 22nd, 2020, and we want to talk about marketing systems and how to market our Brain International, how to do it better, quicker, faster, and more efficiently. And we will do that. I think I talked to, let's see, 2 minutes out. Oh, wait, 2 minutes away. No, 1 minute.
Joining
away.
Conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good, good, good.
You had a good weekend?
I did. I did. Thank you. And yours?
Always good. I got something done.
Awesome. We have some noise in the background, please. Mute your line. Thank you very much.
So, 60 seconds away, huh?
Yes, sir. 60 seconds away.
Away from knowledge, information, direction, and understanding. So, do you have a special day?
And it's time, sir.
Okay, right. Okay.
Yes, sir, on Thursdays. On Thursdays.
On Thursday. Okay, okay, great. Okay, great, 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 great. Okay, good morning. Monday morning. Wake up, wake up. There's a song. Wake up, wake up. I wish I could sing. But anyway, it's Monday, June 22nd, 2020. Folks, I did a show yesterday, and it's archived. So if you want to go back and listen to it, it's there. And basically, I interviewed Janice Mayle out of Victoria, British Columbia. She's joining the program, and she's on with Dr. Weeks all the time, listening to him in terms of how he explains the product. Talk to Laura Weeks in terms of how to build a business. So she's right on target. So we are trying to get more and more people right on target about how to do things. Welcome. This is Rain International, and Barbara is going to take 2 or 3 minutes to tell us about the product and maybe just a little bit about the marketing, and then I'll come in and talk about some other ideas on marketing that I was just talking to David about a few minutes ago. Okay, Barbara, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much. Happy Monday to everybody. Wishing everybody a great day. We're going to take a few minutes and share with you about our fabulous Rain products and what these products can do for you to help your body help itself. We're going to start off with our flagship product, which is Soul. Soul has been is made up of black raspberry seed, black cumin seed, and the Chardonnay grape seed. And these products have been known to help people and help the body. So we have, Rain has a few products. We have Core, which actually detoxifies the body. And, you know, we come across so many toxins in the food that we eat, the air that we breathe, the water we drink, and we need to detoxify. And our products detoxify using seeds. We also have Soul that revitalizes our body. We have Bend that helps our joints and ligaments. And then we have our Form, which builds our muscles. And then we have Reverie, which is a skin care system. You know, some people just want to look beautiful on the outside, but what they're putting on the face is actually destroying the skin. Reverie is our skin care product. All of our products are bioavailable, and they are 8 times the protective power than the USDA's top fruits and vegetables. And we use a cold press process to preserve the nutrients found within the seed, which helps the body to detoxify. Our products promote healthy skin and hair, supports the immune system, and gives us naturally sustained energy and greater mental clarity. It also combats free radicals and, as I said, gives us joint support. There is Soul Red that inhibits aging And then we have our Pure that helps our gut. And there are a lot of people who believe that everything starts with the gut. It's what you put in. If you're not feeding the body, then perhaps you are harming the body and you don't want to do that. So we want to take care of ourselves. So I think that's a brief overview, sir. I will turn the call back over to you.
Okay. And so for people who want to look at more information on the products, you can always go to a couple websites. One is yes54321.com. Again, that's yes54321, this is the numbers.com. And you will see the manufacturing facility, a lot of information on the product. You will also see there the blood tests that they have done, you know, to be sure, take the blood before and then take it after you take the soul, and you see the difference. All of that's on that. So it's pretty comprehensive. Yes, 54321.com. The other thing where you can go and look at more of the product is to go to soulissoul.com. And that's a YouTube channel. And you'll see, about 7 or 8 or 10 or 15 different videos there talking about all aspects of soul. So those are the two places I know you can look and take a look. And I'm Russ Johnson. If you want to see me, you can always go to IamEnough.online. IamEnough.online. Anyway, what I wanted to do today is to say that we do have, in a book by Jeff Olson, he has a whole formula in that book. You need to get it. It's called The Slight Edge. So if you don't want to read the book, you can always get the audio. You can go to Amazon.com and get that. Now, what he talks about is how to build a network marketing organization, and he created this process at least 30 years ago, maybe a little longer, maybe 40 years ago. He created that, and he's made millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And ever since then, most people have been using that. So we say, like when I met Dave Savola, was making on regular basis $1 million a year with another company. When he got into the company in 92, in 18 months, he was at $33,000 a month in income. Now, let me tell you why. I called him. I said, hey, how do you get there that fast? He said, Russell, I'm a serious entrepreneur, and I'm serious about doing what I'm doing. You know, time is money. And I go into the community, and when I talk to people, I talk to at least two persons a day to show them the benefits of the product or the service that I'm marketing. And then I show the marketing plan. Then I ask them for a commitment to join me on the team. Sometimes they say, well, let me think about it. Well, I bring them back later in the week with a meeting. Of course, he was doing it in hotels and motels and all that then. But now you can still do it online with Skype and Zoom. You can do conference calls like we're doing. And then I bring them all back and bring their friends with them and go over it again and again and again. So I have a meeting with the people like we do with here every day, 11 o'clock. We have a meeting at 3 o'clock with Dr. Weeks. And I think, and then now David is going to bring us up to speed because Brian Belker and Casey Whitaker and Russ Crawley decided that they're going to put in another mechanism, some other mechanisms, to help us understand what we're doing and how to do it quicker, faster, and better. So, David, are you with us this morning?
Mic check.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear mic check?
Loud and clear,
okay.
Loud and clear.
We're going to talk about Rain Time. Byron Belker has developed time that we do our business. It's called Rain Time. We were on last Tuesday and last Thursday. Rain Time, he give us a task to do. Like he said, text 10 people. Just ask them how they feeling, how they doing. You haven't talked to them. Send that text out to 10 people. Get that response. Don't talk about the business. You just want to know how they're doing. You haven't talked to them in a while. That's building rapport again. Then he asked us to do 10 posts. So we sent out 10 posts on Facebook. Then he asked us to join 10 groups on Facebook. Matter of fact, one of the other health groups just got back to me today and approved me. Another cancer group approved me this week, too. So we ought to go back to those groups, look at those groups, read their posts, comment on their posts. You're building rapport. Those are three of the things he gave us to do. Okay, so rain time is important. You go to the Rain Facebook group and sign up for Rain Time. It'll be on tomorrow. Should be at 1 o'clock. That's what he got us doing because you're doing the do. You done learned. You done learned. Now it's time to take action. We're taking action now. Okay. So my Zone 1 story for yesterday, I had a party to go to for some autistic children. So I put on my beautiful Grant Cardone, one of Russ's cousins, millionaire. I put on his 10X shirt, and they was wondering what the 10Xs was about. And I explained to the graduates, you got to 10X everything you do to get great. You can only use a minus sign when it's negative. Write that down in your notes. You 10X everything you do to get to the top. Because we're looking for this fast system, we got to 10X it. Notice Byron gave us 10 things to do. Each time he gave us that one thing, do it 10 times. He's learning to 10X it. So we got to 10X everything we do. So then I had another meeting with another client for fire testing, and they have a restaurant supply. So we discussed rain, me putting a poster in there, putting boxes of soul up there, and let them take it. They can bag it up, do how they want to do it, let them sign up and take that as their health component for their restaurant supplies and store supplies. So I meet back with him Thursday. Those are my Zone 2 stories.
Man, that's good. They're good stories, yeah. So how did they respond to you when you tell them about the 10X?
They was like, wow. They understand. I'm going to give him a book today. He's going to get a book, Wealth, the Black Choice, because he's going to a prestigious high school. It's about 1% black in that school. All the other kids' daddies got big money. So he's going there because his brother went there. Now his brother is in the Army as a nurse, and he's going to West Point next. So these are kids that are artistic, using their gifts and talents for education excellence. So he needs to know that he's not just coming from the hood going to these big schools, so they can understand there are other millionaires out there. So when he wear that, he's going to get a 10X shirt today, too.
Who?
And
who
when he wear that, the kid that's graduating, that's going to the prestigious school.
Okay.
So let him understand that he know about people with money, too.
Right,
so they're going for higher education, and not only that, it's just going to be a job. So that he's getting training now for self-development. That's what
Who's he
did early.
I'm sorry.
Tyler. His name is Tyler. And he got first name Tyler.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. And so you're going to give him the Wealth Choice.
Yes.
What book are you going to give?
Ten books.
Have you?
Well,
yeah, I know.
The Black Choice.
Oh, the Black
My
Choice.
My signed
okay.
edition.
Okay,
where he interviewed
right.
all the black billionaires and millionaires.
Well, that's the Wealth Choice.
Yes.
Right? That's the one I have. Yeah.
Yes.
That's excellent. That's an excellent book, folks. The Wealth Choice. I got the audio just finished, about 13 hours, and I got the book in front of me. It's just the people who don't know black history, and we should do a show on that one of these days. But anyway, he covered the historical development of blacks being entrepreneurs all the way back to the 18-somethings, all the 17-somethings. He went back. He did an excellent, a masterful job. It took him 7 years to put that together. The other book, too, that I just finished, the audio and reading, is Black Fortunes. That's another one. When you say that Madam C.J. Walker was the first black billionaires, it's not true. There were 100 years before she made money, there were other black millionaires, multimillionaires in the United States. So that's in the book, The Black Fortunes. So the story of the first six Afro-Americans who survived slavery and became millionaires way before Madam C.J. Walker did in 1908. So that's an interesting background. So we are learning more and more and more as we delve into what people have been doing before we decided to become entrepreneurs, those of us who are attempting this venture. So, David, in terms of accountability, now, when you listen to Dr. Weeks, I mean, that's, let me ask you something, or Barbara, or whomever. When you listen to Dr. Weeks, what kind of added credibility does he bring to this industry of ours? And talking about the efficacy and the effectiveness of the product. Anybody?
Well, he brings a great asset because he's a doctor that studied cancer and psychological and autism. He studied those things, and those were his clients. So he's on a board that integrative medicine. So he has it. That's his expertise. And his, I won't say his ego, well, his stature brings him to, he want to make a difference to get
True.
People off of medications. He wants
okay.
to make a difference. So yep. he's doing that because he wants to make a difference. And each company he has been in, network marketing, he's been to the top as a doctor.
True. True.
So
as
that makes the difference. Yeah,
That's,
not that I'm that Brian. Brian's going to pay him to say this. No, no, no.
He's
got proof, documentation. He brings documentation to the table, not only conversation. That documentation beats the conversation because he'll show you the research,
right.
And not just from him, from other doctors in the industry. The research, that's the difference.
That's the difference. That's a big difference. So, folks, I see things stepping along to make this a real solid industry. Look, when we talk about, I need to interview Paul Hickey one of these days because you understand exactly what I'm saying, but let me just be brief this morning. When you talk about this industry and where we are as a company, you know, Rain International, I said we, when I said Rain International, all of us here, that we're with a solid company in terms of the administration that's put together, research and development, shipping, handling, customer service, all of those things, IT department, paying everybody, expanding throughout the world, now in 48 countries with no hiccups at all. And it's a nine-year-old company, no hiccups. So when you sponsor people in Africa or you Malaysia or Hong Kong or Singapore, or you can Taiwan or Switzerland or Sweden or
Switzerland
Hong Kong or Ireland, come on. It just goes on and on. There are no hiccups. People come in, get their products on time, shipping is handled, it's fine-tuned. And now, since the company started 11-11-11, it'd be not 9 years old coming on November. Now, what I'm thinking about is how do we put another piece in place called marketing? How do we go faster for those individuals who want to go faster? Now, you heard of Horton Bugs. And I'll just be real brief now. He came into Amway some 25 years ago, and I did, you know, years and years, even before he did. And we went slow. And he said, in his first 7 years, the best he could make, now listen to me carefully, building a team was $500 a month on three times in 7 years. That's called nice and slow, but it's okay. Sometimes you go slow to learn. Then he says, I had to reprogram myself and stop going so slow and let me go faster. Now, I want you to listen to what he has done to make himself go faster, and the results have been millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars in his pocket and in the pockets of those people who are working with him.
Later, that issue was me. I realized that issue was It was a product of things that I had seen, product of things that I had heard, product of things that I had actually witnessed. See, I realized that I had been messed up. I realized that I had been sold a bill of goods, and somebody had actually messed with this head of mine, and it caused me to fail. Okay? And I never forget, as a matter of fact, I had a mentor, and I recommend you get a mentor. I had a mentor when I was pretty young, and this was the person. This is why I say you've got to be careful who you listen to. You've got to be very careful who you listen to. But my mentor messed me up. I had to change. I had no idea because they told me a bunch of lies. And I'm listening, and I'm following, and I'm thinking that they really, really know what they're talking about, and I'm going down one path, and I'm getting results that I don't want, but I was plugged into this mentor. As a matter of fact, 5 years ago when I first joined my company, I called up every single person that was in my telephone. This is the first time. Remember, it's 18 years now. 5 years ago was 18 years that I had been in the industry. This is the very first time I had called every single name that I could actually get a hold of. If your name was in my phone book, I called it. And this is the other thing that I did. If your name was in my phone book and I didn't call it, I deleted your number. This is why. I'm going to give you another one, guys. Because I didn't want to carry around negative relationships of people that I didn't want, so I deleted their number. If your number didn't exist, was in my phone, and I didn't want you in my business, delete, 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 delete. Because remember, this is what happened. I now have a chance. Remember, the advice that I would give to everybody else, I would think much bigger, much faster. I said this for years and years and years and years and years, and here I am 5 years ago in a transition state. Guess what? I now need to follow my own advice. I must think much bigger right now. Yeah. I've got to think much bigger before I even sign the application. And I did. I made sure I got 2 years of mental experience before I put my name on the application. And I did that process in 11 days. 11 days of me pre-launch and pre-thinking and doing all of the stuff. 2 years of experience, 2 years of planning. I had planned out my future before I even signed the application because I said I'm going to think much bigger, much faster. I'm going to do some things that I've never done before. And I called every single person, and the first person that I called was my mentor. I didn't even know that it was that person. I'm just making phone calls. I'm excited. I'm fired up. I'm making phone calls. I'm calling every single person that I know. And I never forget, this is how that phone call went. And my dream, your dream sometimes can almost get snatched away from you if you're not careful. Pick up the phone, didn't know it was my mentor on the other end. And this is what I'm saying here. I'm saying, and I'm, hello, blah, 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 this is Holton, and I'm asking them a little qualifying question. And the first thing that they came back with, is this Holton? With that type of tone. Is this Holton? Yeah. Yeah, this Holton. Are you calling me about another one of those things? Yeah, I'm just trying to talk. I've got a new, listen, I don't want to hear about your new nothing. You've called me several times about these things. I've lost money in the first one. I lost money in the second one. The third one was illegal. This one's probably illegal. You're probably going to go to jail. You're going to lose all your friends and family and all of that kind of stuff. Matter of fact, don't call me no more about your MLM because I really don't even like you.
So what happened was that he decided that instead of going slow, he was going to go faster. And so he took 2 weeks and decided to call everybody he had known for the past 20 years of his experience in network marketing and called him for this new company. And within 3 days, let me say that again, within 3 days, he had sponsored 700 and some persons on his team. The rest is history. Because a couple years from then, he was making $200,000 a month, and it went to $500,000 a month, and then it went to $1 million a month. And if you want to see who he is, you can always go Google Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N, Bugs, B-U-G-S, and you can always go to Business for Home. Let me say it, do that here. Businessfromhome.org, O-R-G, and look down the list of the people who have made some serious money. And I think up until this point, he has made somewhere in his 25 years of network marketing, somewhere around $70 million. But not in his first couple of years now, not in his first 5 or 6 or 7 years. He was going slow like most of us are going slow. But he decided, I am not going to go slower. I'm going to think bigger, and I'm going to do it faster. So when I say that, the guy gave me the formula of talking to my first time, I made $10,000 a month. Two a day, I went out and talked to 776 persons within 12-month period of time. That gave me the ability to make $10,000 a month, the 13th month on, right? So I did the slow way, and it's still that was years ago. That's, oh, Jesus Christ, what, 20-some, 30 years ago, whatever. So that's the slow way. But there are faster ways that we are talking about people are doing this business. Look, I think this is 2020. We have 42 million people who have applied for unemployment insurance in the United States alone, not counting the 48 countries we talked about that we were in, like Rain International happens to be doing business in. We need to find a system that goes faster. And I was talking to David. Could you bring us up to speed just quickly about what Dr. Finch, you brought Dr. Finch to us, you know, some months ago, 6 months ago, maybe more. Because I was asking him at that time, I said, do you know anybody who could teach us how to do Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff? I don't know how to do that stuff. I can't even spell Facebook. So he brought Dr. Finch. What has she done for us in terms of the people who listen to her and have taken the classes? And tell us about the latest classes that she's teaching. Go ahead, please.
Right now, we went through Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and now we are doing the last things on Zoom, how to get our backgrounds good so we can have great backgrounds like Barbara and Adrian and Mr. James. And now we're going to be moving on to YouTube. So we need those platforms because when Byron asked us to post and then make friends, and follow up. You got to have something running. So when somebody want to follow up with you, they're not going to call you. They're going to look at your Facebook page, your profile. They're going to look for your business page. They're going to look for you on Instagram. They're going to look for you on LinkedIn. They're going to see if you're tweeting. So that's what it's coming to. So when you join groups, you need to be social media savvy to get through it.
Okay. Now, for those of us who are not savvy in IT departments and all that stuff and on Facebook and Instagram and all that, then we do need a system by which somebody can do it for us or hold our hand and work with us so we can go a wee bit faster. That's what I was talking to David about this morning. Look, listen to this for a second. I'll be
right
back.
Now act as the bridge between business owners and the leads they so desperately need. Here's what we wanted from our business. Results. Dinero. Freedom. No competition. A lifestyle business. Help others get results. Be paid for making a difference in others' lives. And we got it by running small ads on Facebook and Google to simple two-page sites for local businesses like personal injury lawyers, doctors, dentists, and 24 other niches. All we're doing is acting as the middleman between their customers and the business owners we work with. Every time they get connected, we collect a nice fee. No sales, just a good old internet business model that has changed our lives and every business owner's lives we work with.
Oh yeah!
We have over 2,200 students, among them many 4 and 5 figure a month earners. I recorded a free 20-minute video for you that explains it all in detail. All you have to do is insert a valid email on the next page. Just click the link to get there. Sounds too easy, right? That's why I shot the video. Mainly for proof, but more importantly, you'll see I'm an honest guy. These are the top 5 questions we always get asked, so I might as well be as transparent as I can be right now. 1. Why a valid email? I have to get you the video. And from time to time, you might witness results of some of our students that we get excited to share. 2. Students? We do have a paid program, but you can apply what you learn in the video without needing to pay. 3. Why share our secret? There are 23 million local businesses, plenty to go around. 4. Money, time, and skills are lacking. Can I still do this? When I started, I had no money, could barely figure out Microsoft Excel, thought Apple computers were way out of my league, and I had a full-time job. 5. How to get clients, though? We have a proven 5-layer strategy with over 8 ways to get clients. 6. I'm still nervous. Skepticism just comes from not being informed. The video will fix that. Watch it now by clicking the link on this page.
So what we're saying that there are systems out there that people are using to go a wee bit faster using social media e-commerce, would you believe? And that's what we're talking about this morning. I am looking for a system that goes a wee bit faster than the 2-a-day. Now, we are not going to stop doing the 2-a-day. As a matter of fact, we want everybody on this call today to talk to 2 persons before this day ends. I got to do the same, right? So, and report back tomorrow of what the results were of the people that we talked to and what we said to them and all that stuff. So we need people who are really active in this. And David is going to tell us in a minute of what Byron is asking us also to do. But again, if you run into a system that goes faster by using social media, please call David, call me, let us know. A system like this.
You need someone to show you on the web class. You don't have to have a capture page. You don't have to have a website. You don't have to have your own domain name. You don't have to have an email autoresponder. You don't have to buy expensive software like ClickFunnels. None of that technical stuff that bogs so many business owners down is required when you use the methods I'm going to show you on this free web class. Literally, you will be able to take what I show you on the web class, and with nothing more than a free Facebook account and a Messenger account on Facebook, which is also free, you can start generating leads very quickly for your business with virtually zero tech setup and very few moving parts. So if you'd like for me to show you step by step who to target, what to say to attract your perfect prospects to you, and how to set all of this up without a lot of technology, my free web class is available today and tomorrow. All you need to do to register is click the link as you see on or around this video somewhere, pick a time that you'd like to attend, put in your details, and the web class, again, it's 100% free, and I promise you will get real-world actionable strategies that you can implement into your business immediately. So
now, as a matter of fact, I'm taking a class today at 3 o'clock about how to do this stuff with another lady out of California, and I'll let you know my results. But I am still going to do my 2-a-day, but I'm also going to be taking a class to go just a wee bit faster, like this young lady, Susan. She's going faster, and she's having tremendous results.
And I made a decision over 10 years ago to start a network marketing business, and that business has afforded me incredible things. It has benefited my family's life. It's allowed me to help thousands of people around the world, and I have many, many friends who are in different companies, and they are doing the same thing. Well, as an education piece, I think there is nothing better that explains this profession more than this movie, Rise of the Entrepreneur. It was created by my dear friend, Eric Worre, and his amazing wife, Marina. And in this movie, you see incredible people like Rich Dad, Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki, economist Paul Zane Pilzer, Harry Dent. You also see amazing, amazing people, Ali Brown, Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul, John Assaraf, who wrote The Answer, and so many more. I would encourage you to go to risemovie.com, that's risemovie.com, and watch it for yourself. Maybe you're in the profession of network marketing and you're just a little uncertain. Check it out. Maybe you are hearing about network marketing for the first, second, or third time. You don't understand. Go and check it out. Either way, I'd love for you to take a look. Get back to me on SusanFly.com or on Facebook at SusanFly Live. I'd love to hear what you think of the movie. God bless. Make it a great day, and I'll see you next time.
And see, these people are making serious money. Not only 6 figures annual income, but some of them are making 7 figures annual income. The millennials are, because they're using the systems. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's incumbent upon us to learn the systems. In addition to do what we do every day, to talk to people, our friends, relatives, acquaintances, and all those kind of good people, but to reach out to another bunch of folks out there who are really desperately looking to pay for food, clothing, shelter, information, and medical care to pay the bills, we could find other systems. And I want you to stay abreast of this. When you go online, if you find a system or when you find a system, mark everything down, get back to us, because we will be interested in going just a wee bit faster. That's all I'm saying. Don't take 15 years like I did just to get to make your first $10,000 a month. And that's what it took me, 15 years, the slow way, to make $15,000 a month or $20,000 a month. We can go a little bit faster with the technology that we have in hand. David, did you want to talk about that anymore, about the faster way that Byron is teaching us what to do in terms of the click funnels or whatever he's teaching?
Well, he's just taking us.
Go ahead. Did we lose him? Okay.
Me now?
We lost him? Yes, go right here.
He's teaching us the fundamental way to do it.
Okay.
And then he's working. I saw on Facebook where he endorsed another product, so I think he's planning on bringing that to the table.
Okay.
But first, he's trying to get people to engage, so when they get a system, they will work it.
Okay.
I think that's his motive. I'm paying attention to how he's doing this.
Okay, but you work your system every day, because you talk briefly, 30 seconds, that's all. What do you do?
30 seconds. Someone else went to my, where I sent out a text, and they looked at the site again five times.
Okay.
They looked at the video, and then last night at 10:30, he went to the sign-up page. And it's the guy I'm supposed to meet Wednesday, because I told him I have nothing but $1,500 packages left. So if he goes to the site and see I got the little bitty packages, first thing you're going to see is the big package, 25 and 15. What do you think he'll do? It's the 15. So I'm stating what I want, $1,500 customers, partners that understand business.
Right.
So when I meet with him Wednesday, he's probably going up to the $2,500 package, because he got other suppliers that buy restaurant supplies and store supplies from him, and he's going to do the talking in his neighborhood.
Right,
okay?
So he has a restaurant. Okay. Yeah.
No, restaurant supply. They supply.
I got you.
And stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
So, folks, the line is open. I'm looking for people who want to do this business in a serious way so that you can have the kind of financial independence and time freedom that you're looking for, not only for you, but for your family, for your friends, relatives, acquaintances, and maybe other people in your communities. So I'm looking to go a little faster, even though we stay the course of talking to two or three persons a day. In addition to that, I want to find out other systems to go faster. Now, you know Kevin O'Leary, right? He's on that Shark Tank. This is what he says about network marketing.
You know, people that don't have really enough of the desires themselves internally and or beliefs in themselves, they're going to try it. It may not be for them. And God bless, maybe they should go on. Maybe they should be employed and have a job. But for those that really sink their teeth into network marketing and do it, I always say you put a plan together, execute the plan. And if you do that, you can make money in network marketing. And one of the beauties of it is you have the support of all the people in your network and the people that started the company all the way down to the people that have put you into the business. You've got to utilize the people above you to help you build your business. And I've seen a very close friend of mine we talked about earlier, that he called me after a couple of years and he says, I'm now a millionaire. And this was an employee kind of a guy before that. And it was mind-blowing, because I didn't even think he was the kind of guy that could be a successful network marketer. But he did it, and he's so happy and so successful. So you've got to just make that decision and make the plunge at some point. But network marketing is based on solid business principles of finding good products that can be sold to friends and associates, and that's when the money starts rolling in.
And that's Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank. So obviously he's not just, you know, talking in the wind. He's done it. He knows how to do it. Even Tony Robbins, I mean, this guy started when he was 16 or 17 years old. And, you know, he's all over. He got how many books he's written? Jesus. How many seminars he's been to? This guy's worth easily $800 million. Tony Robbins, he's good.
What's beautiful about network marketing is you get all the benefits of being an owner, but you don't have to be worried about supply chain. You don't have to be worried about accounting, especially in the world we're in today. I mean, network marketing used to be a little bit more different, but today with technology, you can know what's happening in real time. The companies have already set up the software. They know what happens. So it's really picking the right company, and there's a lot of great companies in that area. And it's really realizing that you're really a value creator. If you can go out and add value to other people's lives, if you can just introduce people to a product or a service that a company represents that truly is extraordinary, some products and services can't just be thrown up on Amazon. They need the story to be told. And if you found a product or service of that nature and you got a company that has a generous schedule of being able to reward you, and then you begin to get leverage where it's not just you, where you multiply your efforts to other people, then you get all the benefits of being a business owner without all the headaches and without the same level of risk.
Hey, no question about that. Hey, I keep hearing this scratching. Could you mute your phones, please? Jesus. David, any comment? Barbara, any comment? James, any comment? Reverend, any comment? Anybody, as we put out on the table what we want to do, we want to go a little bit faster, and we have the capability, we have the potential of going faster, folks. We can do this faster. We don't have to go slow like they did, like I had to do, like Horton Bugs did, like other people had to do 40, 50 years ago. We can go a little bit faster now because of the technology. We didn't have iPhones. We didn't have texting. We didn't have all this stuff, the internet and all that shit. We just walking around the street and talk to people. But now you have all this assistance technologically that will help you go faster and to reach out to other countries, 48 countries, to do your business quick, fast, and in a hurry. Any comments, folks? Any additions? Any suggestions? Any comments? Don't be bashful.
I'm grateful for you guys.
Hello.
Hi. It's Victoria. I'm grateful for you guys. I just had my upline call me, and you guys are a fantastic family to be with, and you care. It's amazing to not only have a good product, but you're going to have follow-up. And the reason why I got on into it just for a little short term today is because I felt so good. I wanted to mention that in this broadcast.
Okay, good. Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you for your
very
comment.
Good.
Anybody
yeah,
else?
Very good people to have an upline come and say, hey, I care, I want to help. Have my direct upline, the upline above that. Have you guys teach. Have all of these positives besides the benefits of the juice.
Okay. And then you have Dr. Weeks at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Anybody else? Any other comments? Listen.
Hi, David. It's Nellie. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes.
Hello. Hi. I wanted to know, are there videos for Soul is Soul and I'm Enough on I'm Enough? Are there videos that the ones that you spoke about this morning?
Okay. If you go to yes54321.com. Have you been there? Yes.
No.
Well, do it.
Okay.
Put that yes54321.com. Okay. Then you can go to wait a minute. Then you can go to soulissoul.com. Right?
Okay.
Many videos.
And also, I'm not. Okay.
Go ahead.
But I'm not just savvy with the computers at all. But
well,
I'm able to get around.
Okay.
But then I would like to see some.
You go
sorry,
to a library.
Go ahead.
If you go to the local library, they'll teach you how to use the computers. They handle computers for people like you and me who are senior citizens and going very slow. They help you out.
My
you understand?
I heard.
Did you hear that?
I did hear you. Thank you.
Oh, okay, you're welcome.
My check.
Okay. Yeah, Dave, go right ahead, David.
Do you have a smartphone, young lady?
Yes, I do. It has issues right now. I'm getting a new one.
Does it work a little bit?
A I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
She probably needs somebody.
Yes, she needs somebody. Did your upline put the Rain Connect app in it? You will have all the videos you need.
Okay, but I was just speaking specifically about the ones he spoke about this morning.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Yep. Thank you. Vandette is helping her, so we'll get Vandette and others to help her. She's working with Vandette very closely. Is that right, Nellie?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's Nellie. All right, Nellie.
Yeah, she's in good hands. That's all. She's in good hands. Okay.
She's in great hands.
Bob, did you have any comments before we wrap up here this morning as we try to go a little bit faster? Go ahead.
Sure. The opportunity to be able to build this business faster is what all of us want to do. Because if anyone's doing something, that's the reason why a lot of people fail, is because they start something. And if it takes too long, they end up quitting. So we have to definitely find a process or work with an existing process to help people go fast so that people can have success faster. And then they will end up staying and our businesses will be more solid.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing the information you shared with us. Back to you.
Sure. Yeah, I don't think people would want to stay around as long as I did. It took me 15 years to get my first degree in college. That's a long time, right? Most people
say that's too long.
That's too long.
The time goes by anyway, so it really doesn't matter how long it takes. The time's going to go. It's just a matter of do you want to do it.
But time could run out,
exactly.
too. If it takes about 30 years to get a degree, you could be off this planet by that time. Right?
Then it won't matter.
It always matters. Come on.
I want to say one thing to Miss Nellie, though, if I can, just real quick, because
sure.
we all are at different levels of skills in the business and also in technology and things like that. And oftentimes, when we get my age and above, we get intimidated by it. And my suggestion is that there's a site online. It's called GCFLearning.org, and it's out of Eastern Carolina. It's from the Goodwill Industries, and they give you tutorials on all of the different. They give you tutorials on iPhones. They give you tutorials on Androids. They give you tutorials on all of the Word, the Microsoft Office suites, all of the different programs, and they go at your own pace. But now, if you don't know anything at all about computers, you're going to need somebody to help you, to assist you get started. But the thing I want to say to Miss Nellie is that if you say right now that I'm weak technology-wise or I'm not the best technology-wise, that's okay. I don't want you to feel bad about that. But if a year from now you're singing the same tune, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Right.
Now what we want to do is we want to all dig in and we're all working on our skills. Whatever skills we have that we need to work on, we're taking our time. We're making ourselves available of the opportunities to learn these kind of things, whether it's technology, whether it's how to use the different platforms. The other night when we were talking to Dr. Finch, and I asked her, how do you know about all these different sites and these different things that you can use in the system? She said to me, well, I'm a geek. I'm just a geek. So, but then she also said how she learned a lot of stuff. She says a lot of times when you're on Facebook, they'll advertise a particular software. They'll advertise a particular app. And what you have to do is go in and listen to what they're saying, and eventually the language will make sense to you. The communication mm-hmm. will make sense because you're hearing it over and over again. So the big thing now is, like Dr. Johnson is saying to us right now, is we want to go faster, but we also want to make sure that we're in tune to what we know. Our speed is only going to be determined by the skills that we have to be able to take advantage of the opportunities that we have. So it's a basic necessity that we learn technology, that we learn the basics of technology. And as you'll find, the more you start learning certain things into technology, the easier it will become, because it really all runs on the same. It's like being in Washington, D.C. If you understand that Washington, D.C. runs in a circle, the way the town is built, it's hard to get lost there. But if you don't understand, you're fighting against yourself because you don't know the makeup of the city or any city USA. Once you understand the main roads, the main systems of that particular town, getting around is easy. It's the same thing with computers. Once you understand the basics of it, it takes work to understand the basics of it, then the other stuff comes a little less harder, a little less harder, then it becomes second nature. So sign up, like Dr. Johnson's saying, sign up, go to the library, go to the YMCA in your neighborhood, go to the senior group if you're a senior, and find out what classes are available to you and take the time to learn them. And it's going to get easier and easier with time. Also, the last thing I'll say is I'm good at going to kids. I'm walking down the street and I have a problem with my phone. I used to work at a cosmetology school, and it was nothing but kids there. When I say kids, I mean 20, 20, 30-year-old people. I had no problem. I said, listen, come in my office for a minute. And they said, what do you need, Mr. James? I'm having a problem with my phone. Show me what I got to do to straighten it out. And they go, like that. There you are. I said, okay, now slow down and show me how what you just did. I said, because you know that when you have a problem with something, I show you how to do it, and I show it so that you can understand it, right? Yeah, Mr. James, yeah, you're right. All right, well, show it so I can understand it. And then once I understand it, it's just something else that I'm building on. That's what we have to do with all our skills. Just find a way, find somebody who knows what we want to know, and just emulate what they do, and it gets better and it gets easier and easier in time. That's my little piece for today. Thanks for giving me a moment.
Okay, but
James,
give me the... What's that?
You said it's
GBL.com?
G like George, C like Charles, F like Frank, GCF Learning, learning.org.
Okay.
GCF Learning.org. It's out of Eastern Carolina. It's part of the Goodwill Industries, and it's a free tutorials on almost anything you can imagine in technology. You can get certificates if you do part of it today, and then you can leave off at a place, and when you go back in, it'll bring you right back to where you left off. You know, it's really, really, it's great information, and it's a great way to learn.
Okay. Thank you, James, very much.
That's good.
And you can call me, okay?
what did she
Hello?
Say? She said somebody
call
her
Nally.
Quick.
You can call me
call
Nally,
her.
Okay? You don't need to call me Miss Nelly. I'm not that old. Thank you so much. I love you.
You call her
I got you.
Mic check.
Go ahead, Bennett.
That was a good one. I love that. James, you are a wonderful teacher.
Thank you.
And you know how to slow down the folk, because that's the key. And he's right. Slow down millenniums, those 20-30-year-olds, because they do it quick in a hurry. I can witness and testify to that because of my daughters. They quick in a hurry, and you got to say, wait a minute, back it up. Because that's right. And I am so happy to know that a friend of mine I just talked to, part of my downline, I was checking it out. And that's another tip, all of us that are on the back office, get in there, open up that organization, click on sponsored rank advance, and click on the blue link that says Rain Associate, and then you will know who you have, and you can contact them, check out the number, and just pick one, look at what they've got, because this person I called this morning, she only needs one box of soul, and she can become a manager. So I said, let me help her and find out what was what. And that's what I've been doing all morning. That's why I'm on late. And I'm glad to see that person got on, and I gave her a few tips, and I showed her how to do trysoul.com and get people and stop giving away the product, because this is a business, as was shared with us, and Dr. Weeks is so right. And if you turn it around, show them these little short tricks of the trade, they'll get it. And I love what James gave out, the GCLearning.org. Oh, boy.
No, GCF. No, G as in George,
oh,
C as in cash, and F as in friend, learning.org.
Okay, got
okay.
it. I'll
okay.
just fix
okay.
it. That's
right.
Great, and thank you. That's it.
No problem. Listen, so folks, just keep an eye open for how we can do it a little bit faster, and we can do, you know, a little bit more, how did you be more accomplished in terms of what we do to reach out and bring other people in? Because people do want to go a little bit faster these days because of the economy. We won't even get into that, the coronavirus and the shutdown of the economy. And from what I hear, it's going to be worse in another 3 or 4 or 5 months from now. But anyway, in the meantime, we can come up to speed so we can help all of these people who in the streets of the world, not just the streets of America, and they need direction. That's another story. That I don't even want to get into that one. That's a big subject. But stay the course. Find out how to do this, and don't quit. Don't give up. Listen to this person about giving up.
Entrepreneurs deal with this issue of self-doubt, of challenge, of difficulty, of struggle. And I don't know what it is for you. I mean, for me, so many things went through my mind. Maybe this isn't for me. Maybe this just isn't my thing. Maybe other people are made for this. Maybe I'm not. Maybe entrepreneurs need to be born. Because I wasn't born an entrepreneur. Maybe I just need to be realistic and just go get a job. maybe I don't have the discipline for this. Or some days when I would just say, you know, I would get so discouraged with people because I couldn't get people to do the actions that I was willing to do. Maybe I'm just not a good enough leader. Maybe the product isn't, in, you know, valuable enough. Maybe the compensation plan doesn't pay as much as I think it should. Maybe I'm in a country or a part of the world that is, you know, I feel is more resistant to network marketing than any other part of the world. You know, so because of that, I'm going to struggle or whatever. There's the list is so long when it comes to reasons to check out. Reasons to walk away. You miss that rank. You push for that goal. You get embarrassed. You fall on your face in front of your group. You go try and do a presentation. It doesn't go very well. You drive across town. You go across the country even to do a meeting and nobody shows up. Somebody in your company makes you feel bad or makes you feel small. And because of that, you get your feelings hurt. There's so many reasons to quit. And here's my message for you this week. If you're looking for a reason to quit, they're all there. I just gave you a whole bunch of them. There's a whole menu of reasons that you can choose, and no one will blame you. You can say, hey, because of this, I decided not to do it, and that makes you feel better, and that explains it to the world, and you move on with your life. There will always be a reason to quit. But if your dream is strong enough, there will always be a reason to stay. There will always be a reason to push through. There will always be a reason to help others. Maybe it's knowing that your product or service is going to be have an impact on the world and you can't let that go. Or maybe it's you're rescuing people from desperate lives. Maybe it's taking care of those family members that maybe can't take care of themselves as well as maybe you could help them. Do. Maybe it's giving to the causes that are important to you. Maybe it's seeing that next person in your group, the fire light up in their eyes because of you, because you persevered, because you worked when no one else was watching, because you decided to do something that other people weren't willing to do.
That's Eric Worre. And he's just reminding us that we could quit 1,000 times. And doing this business. I know I have a million times. I don't even want to tell you my stories. So I'm saying that stay the course. We can do this thing and we can help a lot of people, and especially with what's coming up in the next 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years. Man, it's going to be tough for people to make a living. It's going to get like that. But we have the opportunity to put them into a program that's worldwide, that they can reach out and build themselves a nice income from home and to help other people to do the same. Okay, I'm finished for the day, but except to say that keep an eye out for systems that will go faster in addition to what you're doing. And we should have an accountability with each other. I'm going to do my 2 or 3 a day today. Plus, I'm going to take a course today on how to go faster. Anybody else before we close? We got 2 minutes. Anybody else?
I have a question.
Yes.
Could you repeat that website? GTMrunning.org. Is that the name of it?
It's G as in joy, C as in cash, F as in Frank. Learning is the next word, L-E-A-R-N-I-N-G, learning.org.
Okay. G, repeat that again, G.
G as in George, C as in cash, F as in Frank. And then the word learning behind that, .org.
Okay, I got that. I got it.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good. Anybody else? Anybody else?
I would just like to say thank you for your presentation today. Thank you, James.
My pleasure always.
Me too. Well, thank you, guys.
But tomorrow is another
you.
Day, and we'll be here tomorrow another day, and maybe. Give us an accounting of the people that you talked to today and what they said to you, whether they joined or didn't join, tomorrow. Accountability. What the portent says, you inspect what you expect, that you always inspect what you say you're going to do or expect to accomplish. So anyway, I just like that phrase, inspect what you expect. Anyway. That's all the time we have. But thank you very much for listening. I appreciate it. And any closing comments? Got 60 seconds. Any closing comments? Tomorrow, another program. Who's going to be here tomorrow, David? David? He's not saying anything. Maybe he's
everybody.
Okay. Okay, everybody. Certainly, I won't be here, but he'll be here. Okay. Have a good one. Have a good one. We'll close out. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Have a good one. Blog Talk Radio. Hey, the program will be archived from today and yesterday. I archived the program that we did yesterday at 1 o'clock, so you can always send people there to listen. Take care. Have a good one. Next tomorrow, same time, same place, Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.